So we are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the reason why Allah ta'ala gives us opportunities to turn towards Him. That we must reflect, we must ponder it, we must meditate. This is something that has left our lives, meditation and reflection. If we meditate and we reflect, then it will make us turn towards Allah ta'ala. And then we will be able to draw from His treasures. Allah ta'ala will then create the conditions. Allah ta'ala will put into hearts. Allah ta'ala will provide from sources least expected and least known. The person will then have sukoon in his heart. So therefore these last 10 nights of Ramadan which begin tonight, let us show some appreciation. Let us spend more time in the masajid instead of wasting our time outside. Even if the person is not making sunnah i'tikaf, spend as much time in the masjid. And even if it is at home, then don't waste the time. Spend it correctly. Do some Quran Sharif recitation. Make some zikr, some tilawat, some ibadat, and a lot of dua. We have to make a lot of dua in these last 10 nights. And then Allah Ta'ala will also change our condition. The individual's condition will change. Whether the world condition changes or not, it's not in his control. But the individual, if he is going to sincerely plead to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and beg of Allah Ta'ala's pardon and seek from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will change his condition. So all of us can do that and then beg for the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to appreciate the remaining nights and days of Ramadan, and Allah Ta'ala must keep us away from everything that is sinful, everything that is disliked by Him, detested by Him, hated by Him. We must keep asking Allah Ta'ala to put the love of good deeds in our hearts, to put His love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to put the hatred of sins into our hearts.